during that time, they were getting more, they were getting stricter in the enforcement too.
Uh-huh.
So it was all, you know, sort of accumulating to a point where it became, at least up, you know, especially working at Spurrier, they were working for different service arms of service, that unit wasn't very efficient to have to have different procedures and different specs and different things like that for the different services. So that was one of the driving forces, actually. The other one, of course, was the fact that to get good information about the effectiveness of a lot of these products, even testing filters was a spec for that. But that, again, the spec for testing filters was sort of artificial in terms of that they had a standardized setup which the filter was tested, but it didn't necessarily conform to the way it was actually used in practice.
Uh-huh.
So you can get, it was a standardized method of testing,
right,
but it may not reflect the effectiveness of the item in the actual test.
Yeah.
And there was also even controversy about how to test other pieces, test gaskets and whatnot.
I can put this on pause.
Okay. So there was a lot of, uncertainty in a lot of these things, and also getting information about how to do shielding testing and things like that. Even the theory of shielding testing was that, and grounding. All these things. I don't know. If you go back to the school, and as I recall there, the school when they considered a lot of these problems and antenna design or anything like that, they'd always end up with an ideal situation or ideal condition,
right,
a theoretically perfect ground and theoretically perfect capacitors and all that kind of thing, which when you found out in practice wasn't true.
Yeah.
So the idea was to RFI came down really to taking the actual performance of these characteristics, in the circuitry, and using that instead of having ideal situations.
Yeah.
There's a finite resistance on the ground. Capacitors aren't perfect. They have they end up with resonance and impedances on them, and all this, and the shielding, a metal isn't a perfect shield and all that.
Uh-huh.
So all these things were sort of the practical aspects of engineering, which in a lot of cases were ignored in school.